Leading the news, the families of those killed on flight MH17 will gather in Canberra today for a national service to mark the first anniversary of the disaster. The plane was shot down over Ukraine, killing almost 300 people, including 38 Australian residents and citizens. Prime Minister Tony Abbott says the Russian-backed rebels must be held accountable.
This was not just a tragedy, it was an atrocity. This was not an accident. This plane was deliberately shot down by Russian-backed rebels, we think, using Russian-supplied missiles.
The FBI has identified the gunman involved in a series of fatal shootings near two US military facilities. Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz shot dead four Marines and injured three others in the attacks in Tennessee. The gunman was also killed. US authorities are treating the attack as an act of domestic terrorism. Police are trying to end a hostage drama in Bunbury, south of Perth. A man is holding another man hostage in a park, and police believe he may have explosives. They say they know the alleged hostage taker and they're committed to resolving the situation peacefully. Australian tennis player Bernard Tomic has been arrested after an incident at a hotel in Miami. The hotel called police when Tomic failed to comply with requests to turn down loud music in his room. Security personnel and police then told the 22-year-old he was being evicted, but he refused to leave. Tomic is now facing charges of resisting arrest.